Columbus, the fan. Welcome to the Inside Edge, presented by First Merchants Bank. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper.
Put it in the upper right-hand corner, just like a postage stamp. That's a good bingo!
Get ready to learn more about the Columbus Blue Jackets players and coaches, as well as find out what's going on this week in the NHL. Now let's join Bob McGilligan and Jody Shelley for the Inside Edge, presented by First Merchants Bank.
Well, training camp, believe it or not, is just about over. The Blue Jackets have played six of their seven preseason games. They played number six last night, losing to the Washington Capitals at Nationwide Arena by the score of 4-3. And Jody, the training camp, it's, I don't know if it's grueling anymore for the players, but there comes a point, I'm sure, where you saw the game last night. It's the NHL lineup. You have your NHL guys in. The guys that were the bubble guys have been sent back to Cleveland, and guys have been sent back to their junior teams. You've got one game left. And, you know, I'm sure that for the most part, they're ready for this phase to be over and get to another phase. Now, that being said, when you watch a game like last night and you see the Blue Jackets fall behind early and get within one and just aren't able to catch up, what do you put into that kind of a game with an NHL lineup? Anything?
Yeah, I put a lot into it. I mean, this team has left last season with a real bad taste in their mouth. And they come in here a year older, a year more developed. You feel like the window is now open. And there's a lot of purpose and pride in everything they do. They didn't play the best game as far as puck management and figuring out, you know, different areas where they kind of gave it up a little bit, you know, in turnovers. And I don't mind the timing of this. It's a loss, which doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter at all in preseason, you know. But now they have 8 days to figure out their game. And it's not just come to work. I don't sense it from this group that it's just show up tomorrow after a day off today and wait for the coach to tell them what to do. I feel like they all know what they have to do. They all know where to be better. You know, the new guys are learning a new system. The guys that were here are getting up to speed on, you know, a few things, and you know, or you get the feeling that they're not just leaving the rink last night saying, oh, we'll just take care of it Thursday, tomorrow. They're leaving the rink saying, I can play better. And to a man, everybody can play better. And I think the coaches, you know, being second years as coaching staff, I think that's the value, is they have players that know the standard of what, how it has to be done, and not just show up. The leadership group has expanded immensely with Jenner and Gudbranson of last season. You know, Werenski took a massive step, and I think, you know, some of the young players did too. And that's the value of what this team has. So it takes a long time to get here, but I think there's value in not feeling too good about yourself in the preseason. You know, sometimes when you win and, you know, you feel better than yourself, about yourself than you really should. You didn't play that well, so we got the win. In preseason, that you can have that effect too. So I think it's perfect timing. Lose the game the other night, not playing great. And there was moments they played great. You saw moments in that game where they were dominating the game. And Thompson, their goalie, played well. That's going to happen throughout the regular season too. But when they get on their game and they play it that way for 95% of the game or 100% of the game, they know they can win every night or give themselves the chance to win every night. So I like that it's, it's all right that they lost the game on Tuesday, had a day off today, and tomorrow they get to work and get ready for Saturday's game against Washington. I really, because they had their lineup in tonight. Except Marchenko. And the power play looked good. There's, you know, guys feel good about a few things. Jenner looks good in front of that net. But I think as a team, collectively and individually, there's more to this camp, and I think that's good. They're going to get more out of camp.
Right. I agree with you 100%. We're going to have one of those young guys that I think took a big step on and off the ice last year with us in just a little bit, and that is Cole Sillinger. Get his perspective on, you know, how players look at it, too. When it comes to the wins and losses, you mentioned no Kirill Marchenko in the game last night, and that gave Yegor Chinnikov a chance to skate with Sean Monahan and Dmitry Voronkov. Look, this is a guy that during the summer, there was a trade request that was made. He came in early. He's been, he's been fine. He's been doing his work, and he's played in preseason games. He scored some goals. But then when everybody gets moved out and they start practicing as a group, he finds himself not on a power play unit and on the fourth line for a couple of days of practice. All of a sudden, Marchenko's out. You get a chance to play on the top line. For him in particular, like what, how important is it when you have an opportunity like that to really get noticed so that you can maybe get off the schneid or whatever, however you want to say it, doesn't matter. It didn't work out for him at the end of the year last year. He wasn't playing well enough. He didn't play. This year, I'm sure he doesn't expect to be on the fourth line, but that's where he's been placed up until that game last night.
Yeah, you know, and he did fill in on that that line with Monahan Voronkov. He was on the right side. That was his opportunity to come in and grab it. But there's a mentality you have to have when you're dealt this hand with the coaching staff. He wasn't out there 6-on-5. He didn't play in either of the power play units, but he was on the top line. That's a tough spot to be in. I mean, you know, you really have to have the mentality that I'm going to show you guys what I can do, you know? And sometimes when you have that one moment and you get that opportunity, you try too hard or you know, you're not really just playing hockey. It's hard. Athletes have natural instincts and, you know, he's not playing with his natural instincts and they want him to play, in my opinion, with more jam on pucks, meaning when it's a puck up for grabs like Boone Jenner, he's likely going to get it. And there's that fight in every stride and every situation he plays in. We know he's a great player. We know he's dealt with injury, and right now we know he wants more. He needs to be a top six guy. He was last night. They didn't get a lot going. He had a couple of good shots at times. We know he's got a great shot. But, you know, the fight to get in those areas is up to him. And you know, I feel for him because he does want to be given the opportunity on a consistent basis, but right now he's not getting it with this team. So it, you know, you got to think of both sides of it, right? I mean, the coaches have other guys ahead of them, and that's where they're at. And for him, he feels like he deserves more, but they want him to try to earn it. And he really, with one opportunity, what are you really going to earn? Unless he goes out and gets a hat trick, and battles on pucks and really plays that grinding game, a bit of a grinding game. Now, remember, Marchenko got challenged too. Mm-hmm. To fight, to be better in one-on-ones and to be in those spots and play with that extra oomph, and he took it. So, you know, it's a tough situation. We'll see how it plays out, but it was a moment last night that it was hard for him to get things going.
Now I want to flip it around because Jake Christensen, I think, has had an exceptional camp, and I think he has been very noticeable in the preseason games that he has played. But yet last night you're playing a quote-unquote NHL lineup, he's not in it. So if you're Jake, and look, last year he played in 68 games, and which I knew he played a lot, but a couple of weeks ago I looked and I went, wow, he played in 68.
Yeah.
And he played so well, he earned a two-year contract extension that he got last March, and he was terrific. But if you're him now, do you put anything on the fact that you weren't in that game last night?
Oh, yeah. You put something into everything that's happening, I think. But he'll play. I mean, Matejchuk had to play last night. He hasn't played a preseason game yet, so he had to play in that game. He played with Gudbranson. They have all lefty righties right now, which is an ideal world. But you don't lose Jake Christensen last night. He's a guy that's going to show up and battle, and like he has his whole career. I mean, last year was his first season in the National Hockey League. So, you go home and you think, I'm going to practice on tomorrow. I'm going to be better tomorrow. I'm going to show these guys. That's where he's at. But he'll get in the lineup. He's steady. He's heavy on pucks. There's value there. And he's created that last year. So he's still in the good graces with them because he's reliable. They're just trying to look at other pieces right now. Yeah. Severson's one of them.
All right. Coming up next, as I said, Cole Sillinger is going to come in and join us, talk about last night's game, talk about this camp, and talk about him, where he is both on and off the ice. That conversation coming your way next as the Inside Edge presented by First Merchants Bank continues here on 97.1 The Fan.
Whatever you're doing right now, just know that Bo Bishop is enjoying a sip of bourbon. Even if this promo is playing in the morning, no judgment.
Ah, sweet morning drinking.
The Fan. up and laugh with the Bob and Tom Show on The Fan 2.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
It says here they've won 5 Marconi Awards. I can't even spell Marconi. The Fan 2, Columbus's home of the Bob and Tom Show. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Sunny skies, light winds, and a real nice finish on this Wednesday. Temperatures running in the upper 70s. Overnight, light winds, clear skies, and temperatures down to the low to mid 50s for your Thursday morning. And during the day, plenty of sunshine once again with temperatures near 80 Thursday afternoon. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
All Blue Jackets, all the time. This is The Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McGilligan. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome back to The Inside Edge, presented by First Merchants Bank. Bob McElligott and Jody Shelley with you, and we are joined right now by Blue Jackets forward Cole Sillinger. And Cole, you guys wrapped up the preseason last night against the Washington Capitals. How much stock do you put in the results of preseason games? Or is preseason more about, is it more individual than it is team? How do you guys look at it in the room?
I think it's both. You know, it's both individual and team. As a player, you want to get your timing down. You want to get your legs under yourself. You want to, you know, I guess figure out your role and fight for ice time within the group. And as a team, I'd say it's not so much results based as far as the outcome of the games, but, just playing to your identity and I guess kind of getting that summer hockey or that shinny hockey, whatever you want to call it, out of the repertoire and get back to who you are as a team and as a culture. And for us, that's playing simple. That's playing hard. We're looking forward to bringing that into the regular season.
Do you have that out of the system by now as you're getting down to just one more game remaining here in the preseason?
There's things that, you know, we obviously want to clean up and address, but I think within our group right from day one, there's been, you know, a sense of urgency, a sense of focus, I would call it, ever since everyone came in and we know the plan. And we know that everyone in the locker room, we're capable of what we want to accomplish, and that's to make the playoffs and then go on to win the Stanley Cup. So it started on day one of training camp, and it's no different each and every day.
What is said after a preseason loss or a game where you guys don't feel like you did what you had to get done in a game, like in the locker room after?
Just within our group, our players, it's just, you know, take it as it is and just, you know, I guess get your mind off of it, and we'll watch some video and do stuff like that after our off day and reconnect on kind of areas we need to clean up. But more so, I like the way that, you know, we were controlling the game, especially in the first period, we basically had the puck on our stick, felt like the whole period, and they get a couple lucky bounces there and that's hockey. But for the most part, I like the way our team played.
Your line started last game with Olivier and Coyle. What is kind of your mindset when you start the game? What is the one thing you think about or your line thinks about in that scenario?
Just starting, I mean, it's a 50-50 battle. It's a face-off right then and there. And Charlie's really good in the dot. So I have a lot of confidence that, you know, he's going to snap him back. And whether it's the start of the game or any face-off, whenever you can start with the puck, that it makes it that much easier. You're not chasing the game. You feel better. You have the puck on your stick. You get more puck touches. And from the start of the game, you just want to get it back. And, you know, for me, get the puck in the O-zone and chip it in and put some heat on their D and force them to make a turnover, or just let them know that, you know, they're going to be in a hockey game and it's not going to be an easy night.
Yeah, I would see it as a tone-setting line.
Mm-hmm.
With how you guys, I think that's a great responsibility. Do you feel that the purpose is to go out there and what would it be as a line then, as that purpose?
Yeah, I think if you look at, you know, between Charlie, Ollie, and myself, there's a lot of, you know, different attributes that we bring to the table. Obviously, we know what Ollie can do, and Charlie just an experienced veteran that, you know, I just found this out. He's never missed the playoffs. So just a lot of experience as far as the hockey side, and a 200-foot center that, I've just by watching them, I've learned so much. And so for me, just try to compliment them in any way I can. And, you know, whether we're playing against other teams' top lines or, you know, just being relied on to be responsible in all three zones. And, you know, I also believe that we're capable of scoring a lot of goals for our team and providing that secondary scoring that'll just make our team score more goals.
When you look at the off-season preparation to come here and now where this point is in camp, what do you like about where this camp is right now?
I think I just like
it's almost over.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be nice when all the preseason games are done and then it's time to go for real. But I just like the sense of, it's tough to really describe, but there's like this sense of like urgent, like belief in our locker room that we understand that everyone in there, like that's our group. That's what everyone in there are the players that we're going to go with, you know, in the battle each and every night. And the guys in the locker room are the guys that are going to get the job done. So, I just like that mentality within our group. I like how, you know, close we are. There's a lot of good camaraderie and just good chemistry in the locker room. So, it makes it really fun to, whether you're working out or on the bike or in practice, whatever that is, when everyone's feeling comfortable in their own skin, and just kind of, you know, whether it's drafting each other or just being dudes, it's just a special place to be.
It's a great place to be because you think of a long summer and just getting here and getting through, you know, everything you've gone through, testing, mm-hmm. skating, practice. I love that they've got the group together, Bob.
Yeah. And, you know, and I want to talk to you about that group because you've said this. I've heard you say it. I've heard everybody say it to a certain extent about how happy you are, first of all, that it's almost an identical group to last year. Mm-hmm. Almost. Mm-hmm. But you were just talking about Charlie Coyle. He's a guy that comes in this summer. Miles Wood comes in. Isaac Lundstrom comes in and joins this team. And everybody has said, well, the guys we've added are already great. But how, like, did they just jump in right away? Like, you're talking about how close you are. And yeah, with all those other guys, but the guys that just joined this summer, have they immediately become a part of this group where it's seamless for you guys?
Certainly feels like it. You know,
I guess they had no choice.
I hope that if any of those three guys were here talking to you guys, that they would say they're comfortable and they love it. And, you know, I'm sure they do. But, I feel like hockey players in general are pretty easy to get along with. And when they came in our locker room before we knew them, we had a good locker room. So when the culture is set within, anyone who comes and joins, kind of can just see what's going on and just talking with them. Just the differences between what they were used to and on other teams and just expectations from the other teams. And it's just funny when you're not really focused on anyone else and you're really focused on, you know, who you are and then who your team is. And you kind of just block that outside world out. I think the more smooth and just the better the chemistry is and the more real your relationships are with your teammates.
Yeah, and as you were just saying, all of these guys came from other teams. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're rookie guys or the guys coming from Europe for the first time and playing in the National Hockey League. All experienced guys, playoff experience, like you said, with Charlie mm-hmm. Coyle, Miles Wood, they know the deal. And so that probably makes it a little bit more easily adaptable for those guys.
Yeah, exactly. And they also, you know, they know what they can provide for a team on the ice and, you know, it gives them that little extra confidence and just who they are as well. So, it's been nice to get to know them and having them here.
You said something very interesting there. You said that it's a real room.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it real?
I just think there's a lot of authentic people in there. You know, everyone's just being themselves, I would say. Like, it's kind of tough to describe. But, you know, no one's really comparing themselves to each other. Or no one's, you know, at the end of the day, it's competitive. We know we're always pushing each other to get better. But everyone's just very authentic. Everyone's themselves. Everyone likes to do what they like to do and comfortable saying no and comfortable saying yes, at any given point.
You guys went through something real last year and that was mm-hmm. tough. And do you think that has something to do with it?
Definitely. I think just within my own personality, just thinking, you know, about that situation and even just about Johnny's personality, what stood out to me about him was just how seemingly easy coming to the rink was and just like, just being, he was a father, he's husband, all these things, playing hockey just seemed so easy to him and, just not a worry in the world and just never let anything kind of bother him in a way. So, that's what I try to take from him, and that's what I try to lead with every single day. And I think that, that's kind of implemented in our group that like at the end of the day, we're going to be okay. Everything's all good. We're not really, you know, thinking about the future, thinking about the past. We're just in the moment. And, you know, that's really when you can make the biggest growth.
You've learned a lot in your 5 years in the NHL. Oh, you're only 22 years old, but hey, Bob, you feel old. So
every day, Jay,
every day, you know, that, do you see the value of that, of what you've been through, injuries, you know, coming together as a team and now to sit here today?
Yeah, I think only, you know, experience only helps, in my opinion. Just going through things, there's only so much you can really prepare to do. But at the end of the day, you have to, you know, go through different experiences and kind of just, you know, be in that moment to really see how you're going to handle certain situations and you know, things to that you might need to improve on, or things that you're like, okay, I need to work on this, or, you know, I'm good at this. I need to, you know, change and adapt. But yeah, as I get older, I mean, playing in the NHL is the best job in the world. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And it's crazy. It's already been year, going on to year five, but you know, I feel like I have a lot more to prove in the NHL. And if, you know, I know I can get to another level and provide more for this team.
We're talking to Cole Sillinger tonight here on the Inside Edge, presented by First Merchants Bank. Make sure you don't miss this season's home opener when the Blue Jackets take on the New Jersey Devils on Monday, October 13th, in a game presented by Nationwide. Get here early for a pregame plaza party and see the Blue Jackets walk the blue carpet. Get your tickets now by going to bluejackets.com/on sale. Back with more after this on 97.1 The Fan.
We are your radio home for the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. We may have a bit of a football problem.
Oh, yeah.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Fan.
Your new Columbus home for the Jim Rome Show is The Fan, too.
Catch the live experience weekdays from 3 to 6.
Just one requirement. Have a take and don't suck. The Fan, too. Columbus's home of the Jim Rome Show. Can't get enough Blue Jackets conversation? Good news. It's Hockey O'Clock. It's the Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McGilligan. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome back to the Inside Edge, presented by First Merchants Bank. Bob McGilligan and Jody Shelley. We're talking tonight with Blue Jackets forward Cole Sillinger. It's funny. It seems like your hockey life and your regular life are really in sync right now with the growth and the experience and how you're learning things and taking on challenges both on and off the ice. I'm sure you never think about it, but I'm asking you now, if you think about it, do you think does it seem like that could be the case?
Yeah, I think, you know, just like ever since I came into the league, you know, you're like a kid in a candy store. You're like, oh, I'm in the NHL and I know there's a lot going on. Your buddies are texting you. It's great. And you know, you buy a house and you know, you're learning that outside of the rink, and there's just a lot. No, for me, I was just like had to learn some things, and I just feel more kind of at peace in all situations, and I mean, it just feels just more present, less on the mind, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah, and it's funny. I think peace is a great word too.
It's hard to teach.
Yeah,
I'm glad you learned it.
It's also easy to have peace before you lose three in a row too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that's just a fact of life. But when you're not here, and I know a lot of you guys spend time together outside of the rink, and I get that because you're friends and your brothers and all that stuff. But what things do you like to do when you're not here and you're not playing hockey, just to do something?
Mm-hmm. What do I like to do? For this camp, I've had Owen here. So whether we're cooking or whether we're, you know, playing whatever, pickleball, golf, tennis, whatever that may be, spending some time outside. I got a little dog, so walking the dog. Just kind of anything, just really, chilling. Nothing really crazy. But yeah.
Was it nice to have your brother here? And I know he's coming back from injury, but even in that situation where you're there support and you're watching him work his way back, I'm sure that was probably beneficial for both of you guys.
Yeah, obviously with the injury, Owen, he wants to be a part of camp and he wants to, put his best foot forward to try to make this team and for us to play an NHL game one day. And, in reality, it was tough, to him, for me to come home every day and tell him about the day or tell him about, what's going on in camp and him always doing, away from the group, skating on his hour, working out in his hour in the gym, kind of his own little time slots, crossing paths with the guys, but never really being in that. And, it's tough being injured. And, just going home with him, and just really getting our minds off hockey. And, so that's why I like to, go outside and just play whatever sport or cook with them or go to dinner with them. He's really like my best friend. Both my brothers are, I'm super close with them and have a great relationship with them. So that's something I'm super thankful for.
What kind of dog do you have?
A little French bulldog.
Ooh,
yeah, she's a female. Her name's Maple. I got her last year, so she's a good addition to the household.
Maple, why?
Because her coat is cocoa and tan. And she was already 6 months when I got her, and her name was like Maraschino. That's what the breeder had it. So I wanted to do something with an M because I didn't want to completely throw her off. And the breed's from Calgary.
Oh, really?
It's perfect. Maple. She looks like maple syrup, and she's from Canada. Maple. Maple leaf.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Maple leaf. Did you grow up with a dog?
Yeah, we always grew up with dogs. Yeah.
A French bulldog or no?
No, we've never had a French bulldog, but my parents have a Boston Terrier. And her name is Nori. She's like a little funny, a little quirky, and single dude taking care of a dog is sometimes not the easiest thing. But when I'm traveling and stuff, she just goes like right under my feet. The size is perfect, and she's chill. Like, it's so fun, like, having her go back, and she's so excited to see me, and it's great. So yeah, no complaints.
This is a great dog city, isn't it?
But it's so easy. I live right at the dog park. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Your brother Lucas, what's he up to this year?
He's rehabbing a hip. So yeah, it was a birth condition. And, he's figuring kind of that out now, and whenever he's healed up. I think he's like 4 or 5 minutes into the surgery, and obviously it's like a little longer one. So he's gonna, make sure, give himself some time and be patient with it. But whenever it's ready, he's been skating, he's been feeling really good on the ice. So hopefully he'll hear something soon, or have at least have the opportunity to try it with a pro team soon. And go from there.
Because he's done at ASU.
He's took his 5 years, and he's done there.
You were born in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm wondering, you didn't know Columbus when you were born here because you were so young, and then you moved around, grew up in Canada. What do you love about Columbus?
I love that it feels like such a homey city. This is the city where I've spent the most anywhere in my whole entire life, other than Regina. But I just like that it's easy to get around. I mean, when I'm going to the airport, or when we're going to dinner, or when we're, coming to practice, everything's all right here. It's just very like easy in that sense. A lot of great people here. Just a beautiful city. Like, I love the old brick, the cobblestone kind of look, like the older money, but more of like a mature look. It's a great city, and I'm lucky to call this place home.
The rules are changing with the dress code.
Yeah.
Now, how do you approach that? Because you seem to be a stylish guy.
Yeah, no,
get your own stuff.
I'll wear whatever feels good. Yeah, you guys will see probably some nice outfits, and I just kind of, I'll wear, not really whatever I'm feeling that night, really.
Like, relax? How relaxed will you go?
I don't know. Well, we'll see. I'm definitely not going to be, in a suit and a tie every night, I'll say that. Maybe the odd night I'll throw a suit on, but I love wearing whatever you want to wear, maybe show some personality, or just, show kind of who you really are and what you really like to wear to a game.
Is there someone, or is there some famous person that you like to dress like? Is there a model? You got the look.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't really say.
An actor?
I would say, honestly, one guy that maybe comes to my mind, not like that I would like try to like model after him, but like Devin Booker in the NBA. Yeah. Like I like those NBA outfits. Not that I would go that exact route with like that type of style. They make a lot more money than we do, but
Louis Vuitton, yeah,
exactly,
pockets.
But yeah, there's some outfits that, you know, I kind of like the baggy, the funky pants, or, you know, just I'm big in the shoes, and you know, they have some nice like sweaters and stuff like that too. So
come on, Regina, think about it. Cowboy boots, yeah. Blue jeans.
That's not me. I'm not a cowboy.
You're not going to pretend to be either.
No.
How about the no testing now? No.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
they don't need it. You guys don't need it.
Well, we did it this year.
The fat test.
We had whatever you want. Not me. But, we did it this year. And that was good. I've never really been the one to like, you know,
win it,
or not even win it, just like build all this like nervous, you know, I'm just like, okay, my score is going to be my score. And you know, I trust that I'm prepared going into the year. And I don't want to replay that, you know, beep test or skate test or whatever a bunch of times in my head before I do it. It's just a waste of energy. So I just think like, you know, the new NHL or whatever you want to call it, like we're all ready to go. We're all in shape. To be prepared for the year. So I just think it makes sense, you know, to come in here to shorten training camp, have no test. I think next year it's like 12 days or something like that, 13 days. And, I know everyone's skating all the time in the summer, especially in August and early September. So, you know, we're ready to go play a couple preseason games and, you know, get this thing rolling.
And 84 games next year. Yep. I got to ask you, Kirill Kaprizov signed yesterday.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
$17 million. But the cap's going up. I mean, yeah. What is the reaction from the players?
I love it. I mean,
good for him.
Yeah, right? I love it. It's good for him. And it's a lot of money and some term. And, you know, I just like that, you know, GMs are understanding that this is the way it's going and trusting that, you know, the cap is going up and that they're at the end of the day, they're going to have to pay stars like this kind of money if they want to keep their guys. You know, if Kaprizov wasn't getting that money from Minnesota, I'm sure he would have got in that range from anywhere else when he turned to UFA. So it's exciting. It's an exciting time to be a young hockey player. And yeah, that's a good paycheck.
I look at the Tage Thompson deal now. He's at 7.5, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
50 goal scorer.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big deal when he signed it two or three years ago.
Right,
but everything has changed in the last year. It's incredible.
Instead of like the 8x8s, like the a lot of those guys would be, you know, off their entry level, or whatever, and then sign that 7x7 or 8x8. And now it's like, you know, do you sign a shorter term deal and then sign something like Kaprizov or whatever? It's like, it's funny how this transition is going to work out. Like, I'm interested to see, like, you know, McDavid or, you know, I know like the Hughes, like Quinn Hughes.
Yeah,
all these guys are up and within the next couple of years. And, you know, they're obviously been proven for years and years and years. So I'm just excited to see where the league's going to go.
Look out, those Devin Booker outfits might be coming for goal. They might be on the horizon.
Hey, thanks for doing this with us. We really do appreciate it. It's great to talk to you. I'd love the whole aura here and how you're relaxed and peace and all that stuff. And I hope it continues. I'm sure it will. Thanks,
Cole. Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. That is Blue Jackets forward Cole Sillinger. We'll be wrapping up the Inside Edge presented by First Merchants Bank in just a couple of minutes. But right now I want to remind you that you can rock out with the Blue Jackets to kick off the 25th anniversary season. It is Friday night at Kemba Live. There's a special anniversary concert that will feature platinum certified band OAR with The Orphan, The Poet. General and VIP ticket options are available, courtesy of G&J Pepsi. You can find them by going to BlueJackets.com/OAR. Back to wrap it up right after this on 97.1 The Fan.
A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway. Ew. Sorry for that. The Fan. When your bill has a new tailgate destination, join us before every home game at the O Patio and Pub on Lane.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Ford dealers. Jameson Whiskey didn't go to college. And Coors Light.
See you Saturday, friends. All Blue Jackets, all the time. This is the Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McGilligan. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome back to the Inside Edge, presented by First Merchants Bank. Getting ready to wrap up this week's show. And Jody, I loved all of that conversation with Cole Sillinger. I want to pick up with what you were talking about at the end, some of those things, the Kirill Kaprizov contract and where the salaries are going in the National Hockey League. I mean, look, this is a monumental shift, is it not?
Yeah, but it's taken some time to get to where these contracts are at. Because remember, guys like Correa and Pronger were making that $10 million mark back in early 2000s. And after, it's great to see. It means that the league is in a good place. And you see with expansion and how the value of teams are going up, it's great for the players. And I love to hear Cole's reaction to that, because I think we're all fans. I mean, these guys are fans too. So, but it's going to be fascinating to see how it all shakes out. You know, the salary cap goes up. A lot of teams still have internal salary caps. You know, they're not, and unless you get that Connor McDavid or Kaprizov, do you have that money to spend? Good on Minnesota and Bill Guerin to get it done. But it's, now there's Eichel is, unrestricted free agent on July 1st. McDavid, Kyle Connor is one of those guys. That is in that boat there, you know, so now is that the first shoe to drop to see now, this is where the new benchmark is. It's going to be fascinating to see. You're going to see more players probably on their entry level deals in the NHL, which, you know, that's the other end of it. And then the middle territory is probably going to get crunched a little bit, but, fascinating time. And, you never thought you'd see it, but that is the biggest number we've seen in the National Hockey League. $17 million average, a year for a winger, which is, electrifying. And that market's got to be so excited to have him done.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, he was turning down a contract and it was the end of the world, right? Yeah. In the state of hockey. And
that's amazing how that got out too. It was at $16 million, and yeah, that was a conversation for the last 2 weeks. But yeah, that's great to see. I don't know. We'll see it here someday.
Florida Panthers, they want a three-peat. If they're going to do it, they have to do it without Alexander Barkov, it appears.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I don't know if there's a bigger challenge than that, is there?
I don't think so. He is the most important player on that team. I mean, in every situation, on the ice, off the ice, penalty kill, power play, kind of the temperature of how that team goes. I think for Paul Maurice and Bill Zito, for that fact, that was a luxury that they identified early, that they had a very special player and a very special person in that organization. Yeah, now there's guys, Lundell is interesting. You know, mini Barkov, third line behind Barkov as a centerman. He's going to now have to step it up. They still have Bennett. They still have Reinhart. They still have some really good players. Great D. You know, Seth Jones went there last year. He's their fourth D. They still have Ekblad. They're deep, and they have great goaltending. They picked up Tarasov. Tarasov grew up admiring Sergei Bobrovsky, and Bobrovsky grew up admiring Tarasov's dad. I think that is an under-the-radar great pickup. If Tarasov can play well there, Bobrovsky could hand off the torch.
I totally agree with you. I've said that to people. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. I know it didn't work out for Daniil Tarasov here with the injuries and all of that stuff, but Bill Zito knows him very well. That's why he brought him in there. And I could see that, 100% I could see that. Another thing with the Barkov injury, though, we were just in Pittsburgh for the game on Saturday with Marc-Andre Fleury, which I'll ask you about in a second, but there's a lot of things flying around about Evgeny Malkin. Would the Florida Panthers to get Evgeny Malkin because he's in the last year of his deal?
What about Crosby?
Yeah, well, that too. They don't talk about that much in Pittsburgh. But yeah, I mean, think about it. Because now, if you're Bill Zito, aren't you looking at those kind of players to fill that gap?
Oh, absolutely. They're the Vegas of the East when it comes to making those plays, right?
I never thought you'd say that about the Florida Panthers.
No, but they are.
But it's true. You're absolutely right.
Window is now. And, you know, maybe it's too big of a setback with El Barkov. You're not replacing Barkov. Mm-hmm. No, he's one of one. Maybe a Kopitar. Maybe Kopitar is the guy that's exactly or as close to Barkov as you can get. Kopitar in his last year in the NHL with the LA Kings. And you're not replacing that guy, but it's going to take a couple guys to do it. But there's still a team concept there that might have to change with the number one Selke winning centerman in the league. That plays that way, but I think there's also a drip from him. You know, there's a class in the way he plays. There's an expectation that he's already set there, being in the finals 3 years in a row and winning two cups. I think they've still got it. They know something teams from the last 2 years don't know.
Very true. Marc-Andre Fleury comes back. He plays for Pittsburgh one period on a professional tryout. I'll tell you, it was great to
be there. You were there.
It was great to be there. And it was great because
From Pittsburgh, I know.
Yeah, right. But it doesn't matter who wins or loses the game, which is what made it great. And I knew, doggone it, as soon as the Penguins went up 2-1, I was like, this guy's not giving up a goal like this. I've seen this a million times. Last time I rooted for Fleury to play in net was in April of 2017 when Matt Murray got hurt.
He was on the bench.
Yeah. And all of a sudden he was in, and I thought, oh, here's the opportunity. And then 5 games later, the Blue Jackets were going home, and he was going
up. Did they win the cup that year?
Yeah, they did, because Matt Murray came in and replaced him later.
And then Holtby was on the bench for Washington in 19.
That's right.
And they won the cup that year.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Keep that guy on the bench. It must have been, I only saw highlights, and I heard the players talk about the atmosphere and anyone that was there.
But just what about doing it? I mean, it's never happened before. And I asked a lot of people, and it seems that Kyle Dubas is the guy who came up with the idea and approached him.
I don't think many guys can do that. I don't think there's many guys you would ask to do that. But he seems like one guy. I've had brief interactions with him. So have you. He is a genuinely kind-hearted man. And I think everyone pulls for him. Okay, it's one thing to do it, but to get the win and make saves after, I don't know if he trained. I don't know. I'm sure once he found out he was going to be in net, he did. But boy, he had fun. And I think watching a professional athlete throughout his whole career have fun and impact the team like he has. I love the pranks he played on the players. He put his number on a few of the players' cars, and they left it there out of respect. But yeah, you know, he's one of the great characters as far as a genuine person that you pull for. And, it was so well done. Great job by the Penguins and by him and his teammates.
Yeah, absolutely. So training camps will be coming to an end, and, the regular season is just about upon us. As a matter of fact, when we reconvene next week, we'll be getting ready for the regular season, which for the Blue Jackets is going to open in Nashville. So I hope you're ready.
I'm ready. Yeah, Nashville. Yep, good town. They're going to be a lot better. I think there's a curfew that night, Bob. So
yeah, 9 o'clock.
Yep, I'll be in bed.
Oh, probably about 30 minutes after we arrive.
Yeah,
it'll be the curfew. All right, Jody, thanks.
Thanks, Bob. Great being back with you.
All right, this has been the Inside Edge presented by First Merchants Bank. Thanks to Cole Sillinger for joining us tonight. For Jody Shelley, I'm Bob McElligot saying so long on 97.1 The Fan.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan.
Hey, guys.
To a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live. For the better of myself, my family, my weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan.